the power. You've got
my people in the East, yo, you gotta wake up. Midwest, dirty South, yo, you gotta stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you gotta wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Welcome to the Verb Attitude Hour on WRUU LP Savannah, and you are tuned into the highest news your way twice a week in an hour just for you. And you are tuning in to your host, Carrie Smith, on WRUU. And just so you know, the viewpoints expressed in this program are not necessarily those of WRUU, its license holder, or its staff. And also, there may be objectionable language, and listener discretion is advised. We do have a guest on today's show. And today is a Saturday. We are tuning into our Saturday hour. Thank you for listening in this September hour. Anyway, you are tuning in with Shelly Smith and Carrie Smith. She is our guest for the day, Miss Shelly Smith. She's going to be talking about an event called 11-11 coming up on October the 5th from 1 to 6 p.m. Hey, Shelly, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm so excited for you to be a part of our listener audience. A part of our viewership, our listenership here at WRUU, and people listening in for this sort of event. I think it's really interesting. So let's just dive into it. What is 11-11 and what is the event all about?
The 11-11 show, 11 by 11, is 11 artists in the Savannah area that are directly affecting 11 lives. Initially, when we started the project, I was thinking it could be any life. That could be a human life, an animal life, a coral reef life. What we were trying to do was put a faces or causes specifically to an event. We live in a very digital age where it's easy sort of to attack and go at and not understand situations because we're always behind keyboards and behind digital screens. And there are so many causes that are worthy out there, but I just thought we needed something to actually put a face to a situation, a problem, a plight, a need in our community, and that maybe those people affected then in turn would have a ripple effect, you know?
Yeah.
And we can do these in our lives every day, but it was just sort of a way of putting faces to names, and the artists involved each picked someone that would benefit. One is an immigrant mother, a single immigrant mother. One is a worker in our community that helps with youth. One is a child with autism that is a very artistic child. So lots of different stories behind these lives, and 50% of the sales by each artist will go to those lives. Mm-hmm. We also have tons of auction items from the community. Businesses have been pouring forth everything from jewelry shops like Via Boutique to Ted Annis, who is with Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just so many people in the community, Local 1110, Circa 1875, restaurant, and people can bid on those items. And 100% of those proceeds will also go to the 11 lives chosen.
Wow.
We have entertainment. We have Woodguard pizzas for donations.
Mm-hmm.
And monies from those will also go. So we're hoping it'll impact those 11 lives in positive ways.
How did you come up with this event, Shelly?
Honestly, I have to tell you, it was born of frustration.
Yes.
Feeling a little helpless,
uh-huh.
Feeling a little overwhelmed by a lot of negativity. I have friends on the left, I have friends on the right. And without getting political, though, I find that the lines have become more and more divided into me versus them, us versus those people, Americans versus non-Americans. And I've worked with people outside of my community, including some good friends in Haiti for quite some time. And you know, they just stopped being Haitians to me. They started being people with names and problems. And, you know, by the sheer fact they were born in a third world country, their lives have been greatly impacted.
Mm-hmm.
So we are born into scenarios where we can sit in judgment of what people are going through from our laptops, from our cell phones, and talk about immigrants, or we can talk about people on the streets or people without health care. But we just start grouping them in with a cause that we're either for or against. And I just found it like I had no ability to combat that or do anything positive to kind of try to annihilate a little of that negativity in my life. And I just started thinking about my friend in Haiti and what could I do to help him to benefit. He's trying to start his own business. That led me into thinking of how many other people there are in need. And there are thousands. Yeah. But I felt like this was a way to just give each artist, because I'm an artist, I know artists, I just thought it would give each of us a voice to just benefit and help one person. So it was really, like I said, born of a little frustration in our times. We've been pointing fingers a lot these days and being mad at one side versus the other, and I just felt like I needed to do a little yin to my yang and balance this out with something positive for our community. And, you know, it may be something we do bi-yearly at this point in time.
I love the idea. So how did my friend Christia get involved with this?
Honestly, she was one of the very first responses. I literally went to social media, okay, which can also breed a little negativity, and was simply like, I'm looking to do this event. I'm looking for some artists. I'm looking for donations. I'm looking for people that would like to get behind this concept. And she, I think, if I remember, was the very first one, I think within, I don't know, a few minutes, who had already responded and said, I want to be involved. Mm-hmm. So really, she was the first one that got involved. And then we got Maggie Hayes involved, who's also a local yoga instructor. Mm-hmm. My friend Stacy Albano, Becca Cook is a co-coordinator. Daniel Hughes. We've got Cameron Knight Watson, Shayla Gutierrez, two of which actually are from my hometown of Greenwood, Mississippi. Ironically, wow, they both are Savannians now. Had nothing to do with our previous incarnation is Mississippians and the Mississippi Delta. But so two of the other artists are from the Delta, and Joanne Morton and April Taylor, these people just came forward, and a couple like Panhandle Slim, who already does so much active positivity in our community. I reached out to him and said, it just seems apropos that you be involved, and he didn't hesitate to say he wanted to be a part of the program as well. So.
Wow. I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
That's a great lineup of people.
You know, we have jewelers, painters, portraiturers, just a plethora of backgrounds. And, you know, I have a friend, Brandy, who's just making some chocolates for the event to sell, called Love Bites, and she's giving proceeds from her sale. So everybody's really coming together to donate. Anders Thompson is donating his time. Josephine Johnson, they're two of the musicians that will be playing for nothing. They're donating their time and their talents.
Wow.
So we've just been really fortunate to have so many positive people come together to do this positive thing. And there's so many positive things in our community. I work with America's Second Harvest. We've got a numerous amount of pet organizations doing amazing things out there. So it's not to diminish any one of those organizations. I've worked with several of them. This was really just about putting faces to names of people from different backgrounds, different struggles, just we're trying to remind each other we are all people behind our political affiliations, behind whether we're immigrants or we're migrants or we've lived in here for seven generations. We're just trying to make people a little bit more aware that we do have commonality and struggles all together. That's really what that was more about. Mm-hmm. Posting, looking more of our similarities and less of our differences in this particular event.
Right. And where is the event going to take place?
It's going to be at 917 Louisville Road. It's a giant wood working shop called Total Fabrications, and my friend Bob and May have thrown huge events there that hold hundreds of people, and what they do is literally just sort of reincarnate the space for that day. We'll be working in there over the weekend. I know Christian's husband, Rick, who's done work for me in the past, has been very helpful, is coming together. A lot of people are volunteering their time we sort of just reinvent the space. But the machines, some of them are still in the space. So it's a very industrial, intriguing space to have an entertainment venue. But it also speaks to the artistry of what we do as craftsmen and artists, that we have these spaces that we work in. So this is not a pristine gallery space. It's a very large warehouse. And those items will be involved in that space. there'll be some installations within the space, and I'm probably even going to be setting up what I call a photo booth, with not traditionally, but we'll be taking portraits of people that want to have their portrait taken, and I want them just to jot down something about their life. Maybe a struggle that they have, maybe a goal that they have, maybe just a statement they live by, and I will end up putting a sort of a collection of those together just to sort of enhance and add to the experience of each of us as individuals.
That's amazing. I've been a longtime supporter of Christia. I'm an open intuitive. I don't know if she told you about me, but I think it's important.
She has briefly, but good. Not in depth yet.
Yeah? That's okay. I'm openly an intuitive. I came out, I guess, like some people would come out about different things, of, you know, as an intuitive on my show about 2 years ago, and I probably freaked some of my listeners out, but it's a part of my life. It's a part of what I do, but I think it's important that you brought people across different spectrums in the artist community, but it, you know, everybody has a little of an intuitive spirit within them. And it feels like you've got that sort of intuition in yourself, and you're like, okay, well, we have to have a call to action and bring some positivity together and synergize this into an event and do something about it and raise the vibrations of our own community if we're going to get away from some negativity. And you were talking about yin and yang, which is like masculine, feminine. You know, you might have a conflict within yourself if you don't balance. And we can see that conflict in our community. So how do you synthesize that into a reason to kind of formulate this plan, if you will?
I think this is interesting you bring this up because, you know, I am trying to do something positive. I loved your idea about sort of the creating the vibrations within our community to create some positivity.
Right.
I think it also, to be honest, has to do with my own personal struggles. I mean,
okay.
You know, I am still very, very much a work in progress. I just turned 48. Mm-hmm. I have my own personal struggles. I feel like I am a very Gemini type person. That's my sign. I go from, you know, introvert to extrovert. I go from outlandish to very quiet. I go from very balanced to at times unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel a lot of, like I said, what we're experiencing, whether it be on the news, on the air, you know, the waves in our community of social media, within our own personal lives. I think some of us out there, we struggle. We struggle with these sort of negative impacts on us, whether they be relationships, whether they be friendships, whether they be family situations, whether they be political differences. So this was also a way not just to combat some negative possible things just in the universe, even in a local level, but I guess, to be honest, it was a little bit about balancing even my own negativity. I mean, there's at times it's overwhelming, and you feel hopeless and helpless in an ability to make any kind of change, to the point that I sometimes struggle with what's the point of trying at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this was really forcing my hand, not so much forcing my hand as just kind of twisting my arm. I wanted to do it, but it is a constant struggle for me to balance out my own feelings of hopelessness versus feelings of, no, I've got to try, you know? I've got to try. And I struggle with my own guilt against things I've done and not always being the best and most positive person. And I've had negative impacts on people's lives, I'm certain. So it's just about being honest with myself and about just making baby steps in a direction of positivity, whether it's on the smallest scale possible, you know, or larger scales. And it's impacting me on a daily basis now of what repercussions do I have when I'm in a bad mood? What repercussions do I have when I stop and talk to that homeless man in the park that I've passed 20 times before? What happens when I stop by this girl that's been selling beads in Forsyth and I see her every time and just think, well, she looks much different than me, but then finally stop and talk to her and learn her story and she learns a little bit about me?
Mm-hmm.
Or the time I'm passing the restaurant and I see a much older woman sitting in the window solemnly and I noticed how just beautifully elegant in her long white hair, and I literally dipped in and I said, you look amazing, you look absolutely phenomenal, and you could see the demeanor of her changing. Now, I'm not saying I'm always that person, but I've noticed that I'm starting to try to do those little things in my own life to just impact the very smallest wave, and in hopes that, you know, in these processes, I can also deal with some healing that I need in my life. I'm not sure if that made too much sense, but
yeah,
that's my philosophy about it all.
I got three things out of that.
College, so,
I got
one
that people are trying to find a way to cope.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I got that you're trying to find a way to make amends with some of your life lessons.
Sure, yeah.
And then maybe the third, which is, how do you bring people together under humanness to understand that it's a constant state of evolution in the human experience?
And I just hope that when some of the people do read, whether it's on social media, whether it's listening to a program such as yours, whether mm-hmm. reading something about the paper, whether coming to the show,
mm-hmm.
that whatever their political affiliations, whatever their backgrounds are, whatever their negative and or positive influences in our community might be, you know, it's just little ways we can set examples. And again, this is not about me. I'm not saying I'm setting the example. I'm just saying I'm trying to do something.
Laying the foundation,
it's
maybe?
It's really with everybody else around me that's helping to make it possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about the 11 lives that we're impacting. Of course, I'm appreciation of every single artist involved and every person donating, but this really truly is about influencing a little change for those lives. And I think finding a base of people mm-hmm. who are already doing that, like Christia, like Panhandle, people that are actively involved in their community for being positive people mm-hmm. and role models, you reach out to those people and you hope that those people, by supporting what they do, supporting their art, supporting their causes, that they will in turn affect other people. And hopefully we can just try to keep that balance going. I don't think that everybody's going to suddenly be living in a Star Trek existence where everybody's just trying to do right by everybody else. I don't have that much faith in my life yet for human beings, but I think that we have to keep trying to grab to the light a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, Dylan Thomas says, you got to keep raging against the dying of the light. And I sometimes want to give in to the dying of the light, and I have to keep fighting for that not to be the case.
It sounds like you're at a state of exploration.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for what you're doing.
I love having folks like you want to talk about your events and what's going on. So let's get into like some of the intricate details of some of the people that are coming on. It's from
sure.
1 to 6 are these constant workshops that are going to be going on simultaneously? Are they lectures? Is it like a table to table basis? What is the format?
So the format is literally, this is about more of a pop-up show. It's more of a pop-up traditional art show. The 11 artists will either have booths that they bring, tables. Some are even going to be incorporating some of the machinery as sort of easels to their work. They might have literature about their individual life that they're working with. I know the one artist, Cameron Watson, her son is very artistic but has a sort of a more severe, I think, version of autism. But I know he works with a horse program here called Pegasus.
Okay.
So by bringing up this life and the struggles with her son, but also his talent,
mm-hmm.
she's also giving light to this program that definitely works with children in need, children that have suffered brain damage, you know, trauma, that are having a harder time because of autism and other issues. So you will really be able to go around, purchase work, whether you're getting your early Christmas presents, gifts, or just want to be supportive, or there's an artist you've wanted to see, you will be able to purchase their art, and they agree that 50% of everything that they sell goes to that life. Now,
wow.
Another individual is giving to someone in the business community that's been battling cancer, so 50% of everything that artist sells will go to them. Then there will be several tables set up sort of in the round. They will have auction items laid out and bid sheets. You put your
wow.
name, you put the bid. If you want to outbid the person before you by $5 or $10 increments, you can do so. At the end of the day, we tally them up and contact you if you've won an item and you agree to come and pick that item up within the next 5 days. All of those monies raised will then be divvied up also among the 11 lives, not to the artist. All that money will go directly to
those lives. We'll have people playing music throughout the day from 1 to 6 p.m. But you can talk to the artist about the person that they're helping and just kind of give a face, and we'll probably have write-ups on those tables about those individuals. And then we'll also be doing, they have a wood fire pizza oven there for donations. You can order yourself a pizza that they make the dough. I know Bob Johansson's daughter Jade and her husband Kevin are going to be the ones cooking up the pizzas, and they make some delectable ones and homemade dough. And you literally just make a donation in the donation jar, and you get a pizza. And those funds will also help go to those 11 lives. So it's a multifaceted way of helping those people in need. As I mentioned, the chocolatier, Brandy Olmiet, will be there with Love Bites. She's giving a portion. So
wow.
It's more of like a community activity, a community coming together of artists and entrepreneurs and business owners and people that will be directly giving. So it's really is an art reception. It's an art show. You come, you
That's
enjoy
okay.
the art, you buy art you like, you
yeah.
make bids. So it's less a lecture and more of just an experiential thing that will be helping. So you buy art, you support art, you can kind of get some cool items, get yourself an affordable haircut or a bracelet from Zia or a bag from Kathy Rich's boutique. Mm-hmm. And everybody's in a win-win situation. We support local businesses through it. We support local artists, and we support local lives. That's the whole approach to it.
So, how does the money aspect work? Is there do you have to pay at the front door?
No,
you pay...
then there's no cover to come okay. into this event at all. It's directly based on the sales of the art
okay.
and the auction. Now, any auction items will be purchased, and you will be contacted. And those will all go into one account, and we're keeping meticulous tabs on the, you know, sending those monies out to the individuals. Each artist will be responsible for their personal table. If you came to my table and bought a painting, I'm responsible to give 50% of whatever I sell to my cause. And what I've been encouraging the artist to do is to kind of keep either, whether they do a Western Union check, is to take an ultimate picture or something and post, you know, thank you so much. I raised, quote unquote, for my life. So we will at the end of the day be doing a follow-up in the next few days after the event to let it be known exactly how much money was raised for the people involved.
Wow, that's significant.
But no cover to get in. So you can come peruse and check things out, and it won't cost you a dime.
Wow. So how did you get in touch with everyone? You said, I know that what you said about Christia, but did you?
Well, I lived here for about 23 years.
Okay.
I used to have a wine bar here. I used to be in the bar business.
Okay.
I'm still to some degree in the bar business. I'm a bartender and sometimes manager and sometimes hostess at circa 1875.
Okay.
So I've always kind of been in this business, and I've always been doing the art thing for many, many years. So really, honestly, this is, you know, every business person I went to are people that I've either known or been involved with in some capacity, or we've worked together. And most every one of the artists that are involved, albeit maybe one I have personally worked with at other shows, been involved in group shows with, or I'm just affiliated with what they're doing in the community.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just reached out. I literally sent messages, sent texts, and just said, this is what I'm doing, this is what's going on, and would you like to be involved?
Wow.
And like I said, the response was so positive. I'm still having businesses contact me to donate items for the auction. So, I mean, we've got even a wonderful fishing charter somebody offered us that's going to be Kevin Rose has offered. So we have some really some small things, but we have some nice big items to bid on as well. But yeah, they're mostly people, almost 100% of the people involved, whether they're giving auction items or they're artists themselves or the location or the people cooking or the entertainers, for the most part are people that I knew.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta help. You know, I wasn't forcing anybody's hands, but once I told them about the event, most people, I don't think I had any non-responses as far as, you know, not wanting to be a part and being helpful in some way. I'm very
wow.
fortunate that way. I have some really wonderful support in the community that
way. You
have
a good support group there. But
absolutely.
That's a mirror, or magnification into the artist community here in Savannah. What do you think makes the artist community here in Savannah so forthcoming and so giving about a day like this, where they're giving back to 11 individuals instead of 11, you know, nonprofit organizations, philanthropic organizations?
I think, well, and we talked about that to some. I initially talked to Becca Cook. You know, I really did communicate with her first about the concept, because I did want to say, you know, why people and not an organization? Because I do work and give to some amazing organizations out there, and could have very well given just more to those groups. So there was definitely, I wouldn't call it a conflict, but it was just sort of an attitude of, well, why am I just not giving to a group? And especially groups that I know are wonderful, that do amazing things in our community, like America's Second Harvest. I mean, I work with them quite a bit, and I can't say enough good things about them. I think this had an undertone for me, as I mentioned, about being a direct response to the facelessness. You know, when I give to America's Second Harvest, and we do a fundraiser every year that I help start with them, and it feeds thousands of children. I mean, it is such an amazing organization. But I think sometimes people go, oh, I'm giving to this food bank, and we forget about the children that it's actually contributing to, that are being fed at after-school programs or tutoring programs, or the people that work in the kitchen at America's Second Harvest that are being trained so that they might can go out and get a more lucrative job perhaps in the future. So I could have very well discussed that and talked about that and made that happen. But I think this really was born, honestly, of a sadness about a friend of mine in Haiti named Yashu, and we are still friends. He's a young man now. I met him through the orphanage originally, and I wanted him to come visit here so bad to show him and introduce him to some Haitian artists. And, you know, I couldn't get him a visa because America, we were basically like, absolutely not. There's no poor Haitian that's going to come into this country. You can bid on visas every time you want, but you're never going to get him here legally, ever. It's not going to happen. And he cried. I cried because I thought, I having an American passport, I can just jump on a plane and go about anywhere in the world. But you can't do that if you're Haitian. You can't do that if you're from some African countries. You can't do that if you're from Cuba. You just can't do it, especially if you're poor. And I felt like I could not provide something for this person, a wonderful experience of coming and taking back hope and maybe lessons. I'm a metal worker. I was going to show him some metal smithing skills. I'm still considering going back to Haiti to teach him some of these skills.
Wow.
But I might open up some abilities to him. And he's just one Haitian out of millions.
Right.
So there are a million of him that need help in a million different places around the world. But this is my friend, and I can't help my friend.
Right.
And he's more like a brother. But if I just talk on Facebook and go, well, you know, my Haitian friend, people go, oh, you know, more little orphaned kids that need help.
Right.
It's hard for people to
grasp,
open themselves up to that. They sit in front of their TVs and they hear about, oh, why do these people want to cross the border illegally? Why would they want to do that?
And they generalize the entire population instead of individualize.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's not, you have no idea what you're talking about. They could apply all day long, every day. They're never going to get in here. And I've seen, and I thought about this the other day, I sang to a child in an orphanage there who had water on the brain, and the child was 1.5, and the mother worked in the hospital so that the baby could get benefits. But I knew that the baby in America might have a chance, but that the baby would probably die. And I thought about this child yesterday when it came up about this show, and I thought, that child is probably dead.
Right.
But I sang to this little child in her crib, and she smiled and smiled and smiled the most beautiful smile. And I thought, she's absolutely beautiful, even though her head was swollen and her body was emaciated. And I sang to her in the best Haitian Creole I could, and I was crying in her crib a little bit, but I tried to put on a happy face for her, and she just smiled. And I thought, because of where this child is born, this child has no chance. And so when people talk about, why would you risk losing your child by crossing a border, without being political, without meaning I'm on the left or the right, I'm saying, as a human, I understand why anyone would attempt such a fate to help their child have a better life. I have seen it. I have witnessed it. I've experienced it, and it haunts me, and that was many, many years ago.
Wow.
So why put a face, a suffering, or a situation, or somebody that's out there helping the youth of Savannah, and we want to give them a voice? Because people have struggles, and they're not just Haitians, and they're not just immigrants, and they're not just left, and they're not just right. They are people with struggles, and they have a humanity about them. And that's me thinking about that child and my own friend was really, really, and listening to the horrible comments made about the quote-unquote rodents and people, honestly, that began the story of how this was born. I did not want to make it political. It is not a political event. Everybody could pick who they wanted, but there in my mind is how the story started.
How so?
Just thinking about those struggles of those people that I could not help, and seeing the negativity, you know, on the internet, and just being like, wow, I know some of these immigrant people that would do nothing to get in this country to take care of their child, and they're not rodents, and they're not bad people, and they won't get here legally. And I just started thinking, I just wanted to give a voice or a face to someone. My recipient, for instance, is my friend from Haiti. He is trying to start a business. Most every recipient is directly in the Savannah community, but my recipient is my friend because I know that the funds that I raise for him will directly be able to help him start a small business. It will change his life, and maybe he will be able to change the lives of people around him in whatever small way. So, like I said, the negativity and in the language about what was happening with immigrants, for me, in my part in this whole thing started me thinking about the experiences I had when in Haiti and what could I do to make a change in one person's life. Could I make a difference in one person's life? And that started the ball rolling. That started me talking to Becca, and that started the thing to reaching out and going, would anybody else want to help one life that you feel might need help or might need a voice or might need to know more about their story and what they're doing in their community? And like you noticed, and Krista was the first to respond. And I know she's directly helping someone that does a lot of wellness in our community as an acupuncturist and has Savannah Acupuncture. And it really takes his work and his business, but also gives back to the community. So that's Krista's person that she's assisting.
I think it's real important here to stop for a second and bring it all in and find a message that we want to leave people before we come back from the break. While we're at the break, what do you want people to resonate with? Something simple.
That I think each and every one of us, if it's of our choosing or our calling or in our nature, can make a small ripple effect. And if it can't be financial, there are so many multiplicity of ways that the community can come together in varying ways, whether it's your book club, whether it's your sports team, whether it's you and a group of friends that like to drink wine on a Friday night. You can come together and make little ripples in your community, whether it's dropping off toiletry products to some homeless people. There's just a multiplicity of ways to use our different talents, our different abilities, whether they be artists, whether they be pizza makers, whether they be musicians, whether you be a banker. I think it's just we need to start looking on a smaller level.
Okay.
We get so overwhelmed with what the world needs and our oceans being overrun with plastics and people in need here. But I really do feel we need to think a little bit more like a village, because the internet has made our world so massive, or actually made it so small, that we just are overcome with so many problems. And I think we need to just start thinking, how do we help the neighbor? How do we help the elderly person? How do we help that Sunday school teacher that helps a youth in need? I think we need to start thinking on a more village-oriented level of how we can help those in our community.
And this event helps to accomplish those goals in so many words. And it sounds like you're open to people copying the idea if they're going to do something good to help some other individuals.
Absolutely. This would be great. And like I said, I hope this won't be the last one that we do. But absolutely, in any way out there, to help whatever, and whether it be a big cause, whether it's to help, you know, Bahamians. We've got so many people suffering right now in so many ways. So mm-hmm. I just think it just has to be village steps, little steps by little villages that help in various ways.
And what is your background?
My background, well, I was a philosophy major with an anthropology, sociology minor. I went to school at Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Another side of Tennessee. I'm from East Tennessee. Sorry? I'm from East Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
You're on the other side.
I even took some classes at Suwannee in Montegle.
Okay.
And then I went to Boston for about a year. I was born in the Mississippi Delta. I was mm-hmm. born with certain ideologies about people and their backgrounds, and then I moved away, and you know, my mind got a little bigger. I know not everybody can do it, but I'm a proponent for thinking you got to get out of your element sometimes
wow.
to learn more about other people and their
yeah.
and their experiences. And then I came to Savannah College of Art and Design. I took some photography courses there, and like I said, I had a little art gallery. I owned a bar called Venus de Milo for about 7 years. I owned a couple of restaurants, and then I just quit it all. I was done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I moved away for 6 years and just started doing my welding and my
wow.
artwork. And that's what I'm still
you're
doing.
Back. Awesome. So. Well, we want to come back after the break. We'll have a few minutes left, and we'll talk more about this event. You're tuning in to the Verb Attitude Hour on WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia. And you're talking with your host, Carrie Smith, on the Highest News Your Way twice a week in an hour just for you. And also Shelley Smith with the 11-11 event coming up on October 5th from 1 to 6. Tune back in just after this break, and we're going to take a short break here, okay? We'll be right back.
You've got the power.
Power.
You've got
my people in the East, yo, you gotta wake up. Midwest, 30 South, yo, you gotta stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you gotta wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up.
WRUU 107.5 FM is a new and different listener-supported and all-volunteer community radio station for Savannah. Our diverse broadcast and web programming is supported by generous listeners who value our passion and spunk. We are independent of other media and receive no government or large corporate support. People like you are our largest and most important source of our funding. Go to WRUU.org to find out how you can make a one-time or a monthly contribution. Thank you.
Tonight on WRUU, tune in at 6:30 for Random Note, a themed magical musical journey. At 8, In the Pocket presents jazz, funk, soul, gospel, and more. At 9, Evening Eclectic is a show with no musical boundaries. And at 11, we bring you an hour of locally produced music. Our latest schedule is always at WRUU.org. Thanks for listening.
This portion of WRUU-LP Savannah Soundings programming is brought to you by listeners and by the Savannah Jazz Festival, which brings jazz and blues to Forsyth Park and other locations around Savannah from September 22nd to the 28th. The Savannah Jazz Festival is presented by the Coastal Jazz Association with investment from the City of Savannah. Evening concerts followed by nightly jam sessions bring artists such as Dolette McDonald, The Hundertones, Big Sam's Funky Nation, Vanessa Rubin, and Annette Cohen to Savannah. For more information, go to savannahjazzfest.com.
Wake up, wake up! You've got the power. You've got the
my people
power.
In the East, yo, you gotta wake up. Midwest, 30 South, yo, you gotta stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you gotta wake up.
Welcome back to the Verb Attitude Hour on WRUULP Savannah. You are tuned in to the Verb Attitude Hour with your host, Carrie Smith, and Shelley Smith, who is our guest for today, talking about the event 11-11 coming up on October the 5th from 1 to 6. Hey, Shelley, thank you for coming back for a few minutes after the break.
Thank you so much for everything. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Shelley, so tell us about the event Where is it located? What time is it going on? And what can we expect?
Sure. So it again is going to be at 917 Louisville Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old train depot station. It's called Total Fabrications. Mm-hmm. There's giant sliding doors will all be open, so when you pull up, there's parking, and you'll be able to see right in.
Wow.
It's going to be Saturday, October 5th,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be from 1 to 6 o'clock. We have entertainment interspersed throughout that time. The pizzas will be cooking up throughout that time as well, and it does not cost anything to come. So
mm-hmm.
even if you're on a budget and you're like, well, wow, I just really can't buy any art, and I don't know if I can really, you know, commit to an auction item or even a donation for a pizza, please come anyway, because supporting the artist and even learning about the people that they are supporting
mm-hmm.
is still getting the message out there. So maybe if it's someone there who's supporting a child with autism, if another supporting a community leader or someone in need, you're literally learning a little bit about those individuals, but you're also learning about the artists that are involved and what they do and how they are participating in making our community a better place on a constant basis. And some of these artists, I have to say, have their own struggles right now. I mean, one of our artists really is going through a difficult mm-hmm. time herself and is still
wow.
coming to be a part of this
mm-hmm.
and to give a voice to a youth who is in the LGBTQ community
wow.
and is really kind of being supportive of what they're going through as they transition. So, you know, these artists are coming to be helpful, but some of them have their own struggles. Some of them mm-hmm. are teachers. Some, like Krisha, are just beacons of light.
Right.
So even if you can't spend money, you're welcome to come out, enjoy the music, see the location, see what we're doing, and just be encouraging to all those involved. That would be
sounds
wonderful.
Like you're promoting the essence of community with just welcoming everyone to come out.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Any and all, young mm-hmm. and old, children, we're happy to have you all.
Well, Shelley, thank you for joining the Verb Altitude Hour, and I just think it's great that you took your time to call in today and
thank
inspire
you.
Other people to come out and help someone. And you went through from a Facebook post to a community of people coming out to embrace community and to help for a good cause, taking more than 50% of their profits. This is just amazing.
Absolutely. So, thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you, Shelley. We look forward to, and if you have any more events, to call in. And next up, we're going to have Christia Cummings Slack, who's one of the vendors at the event. She's one of the 11, helping 11 people. And we'll talk more about that side of things when we come back in just a moment. And you're tuned in to the Verb Altitude Hour on WRUULP Savannah. Welcome back to the Verb Altitude Hour on WRUULP Savannah. And you are tuned into the highest news your way twice a week in an hour just for you. And we've already had Shelley Smith on the show today talking about the 11-11 event coming up on October the 5th. And we have a good friend who is a frequent of the show, and that's Miss Christia Cummings Slack. So let's talk about what you got going on.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm so honored, actually, to be part of this 11-11 event.
Mm-hmm.
And so traditionally, I'm a watercolor artist,
mm-hmm.
but I believe in doing things that scare you and push you out of your comfort zone. So I'm working in a new medium, acrylic, and on canvas.
Wow.
And I'm painting abstract, and if you know my work, I paint very detailed watercolors that have a lot of patterning and bright colors and detail, very detail-oriented. So these acrylic paintings on canvas,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually just putting down the paint and then letting it dry and not blending it or working with it. I'm just being in the moment. And I also take the water, because acrylic is a water medium as well,
mm-hmm.
and I have crystals in the water, and I Reiki the water. And then while I'm doing the paintings, I'm saying the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the forgiveness prayer. So, dear God, please help me forgive all people. All people forgive me completely and totally, now and forever. Please,
amen.
God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. Because I want this work to go out into the world and be positive energy, to be a pebble in the pond,
mm-hmm.
to energize and to bring positive energy to someone's home, to their bedroom, to their bathroom, to their kitchen. Maybe they want to give it as a gift. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm also taking visual, I call it positive energy visual reminder art, because as humans, out of sight, out of mind, we need visual reminders to stay positive. We need visual reminders to stay on track. And maybe you're working with an affirmation. Maybe you're working on eating healthier, or maybe you're working on just incorporating more self-care. So I'm working on, like I've done the Ho'oponopono prayer on canvas, also like, you know, Follow Your Bliss by Joseph Campbell. So quotes, I'm doing the one by the Dalai Lama, Be Kind When Possible, It Is Always Possible. I've got one that says, Galore, galore, I have everything I need and more.
Wow.
That's a quote by Sarah Landon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to put positive work out there for this 11 event, and my charity is not really a charity. He's associated with the Savannah Community Acupuncture. It's Jeffrey Schiaffinelli. I hope I'm saying his last name right. He is, to me, a living Buddha. I've been going to Savannah Community Acupuncture since April of 2017. It's based on a sliding scale. I feel, for me personally, it's the best quality health care naturally that I can receive consistently that is so affordable. And I go every week, and I'm very, very grateful for him.
It's made a tremendous impact in your life.
He's there six mm-hmm. days a week, being of service, boots on the ground. So 50% of all my sales are going to go to Jeffrey Schiaffinelli personally.
Aww.
Because he's helped change my life.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel like he's there doing selfless service.
That's awesome. I just love it. I love, love it. I know it's been a journey for you, and I know that for you, you always tell me, you know, don't put me up on a pedestal. I'm learning, and to hear you giving back and how much it has been for you to go through your journey, and then you giving back to him really resonates with the community that's listening. And I think that it's a big deal here, you know?
Thank you. Well, it's important, you know, this, I just call him a living Buddha, and I know that might, he's very humble, so he wouldn't take on that, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
That title, of course. But for me personally, because he's been so non-judgmental
mm-hmm.
and completely compassionate, completely unconditionally loving every time I'm there, listening, helping me, you know, and a lot of the things, ailments that I originally went there for, I do not have anymore.
Right.
And, it's just been life-changing on so many levels. And I'm grateful. And to me, I feel like this is the least I can do to give back.
I love it. I just think that it's always great to hear the events that you guys have going on, because, you know, something like this is not just something that just comes out of ego or anything like that. Like, this group that I've had the pleasure of talking to you and Chili about this event, like, this group is real, and it just kind of came into its own creation out of original thought, and then it kind of gravitated when you said, I'll participate. on Facebook, and then here we are with this this magnanimous event and this amazing event coming up to help people. So
Shelly said I was the first person to say, "Oh, I'll do
it." Yeah,
when she posted it,
and yeah,
I didn't even think of, I mean, that's kind of like me. I just jumped in. I just said, "Oh yeah, I'll participate." Yeah, what do you want to do? Okay.
I love it. I think it's really cute, and I know that Rick is going to be out there helping you. So those who've been on the show and have been listening on the show, Rick calls in your husband a lot too, so he's going to be out there helping as well. So.
Yeah, he's going to be up there Friday after work helping set up,
uh-huh,
and then all day Saturday, and then for to help break down. Yep, and
wow.
you're going to come out too. So
oh
we'll
yeah,
to
you gave me instructions that I
Yay!
Have to participate and not volunteer. You're making me get out of this volunteer thing a little bit.
Yeah, I just want you to come sit with me and talk.
Well, you know I'm going to. I'll talk your ear off
be
if
social.
You want me to. Yeah, I'll be social. The people that are coming out, they can buy art. They don't have to pay at the door. They can just come out and meander around the event and come check out Christia, and some other folks. And each individual artist, like yourself, has decided, hey, I'm going to help this person, and this person means a lot to me, and this is my charity. And what a unique way to show someone how much you care and how much you're willing to help out by, you know, putting yourself out there and just helping to raise money for someone. You know, how giving is that, you know? And this is good going into Halloween and Thanksgiving and other holidays, Christmas or Hanukkah and whatever else people worship. In the holidays.
You know what? You just gave me a perfect idea. People can do their Christmas shopping early.
There you go.
Support
there
local
you go.
Art,
yeah.
Support local charity. And, you know, it's so important to support all the local artists here in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
And to give people, if you're going to get gifts for people, why not get them something unique and handmade?
Exactly.
And something they can't get anywhere else.
Exactly. And to think how much process you're going, how much thought you're just making, going into making and putting energy, positive energy into your art. That's a big deal. That really, you know, you can't just buy that anywhere, you know?
That's right.
No. I was trying to think of some other words, but that's what came out.
No, that's perfect. It's true.
Yeah.
You can't buy it anywhere.
Mm-mm. No.
It's not like you can go down to Walmart and get your Reiki crystal infused high vibrational energy art that's going to bring healing into your life.
No. I can't. I don't think you can say that three times real fast. No.
High vibrational Reiki art.
There you go. But high vibrational. I can't say it with an Appalachian accent. High vibrational Reiki art. But anyway, so thank you for calling in. That we are at the end of our hour, but I wanted to make sure we had time left for Christy and hear from one of the vendors that's going to be out there supporting local people and local charities, so of their choice. So, at the 11/11 event on October 5th from 1 to 6 at what studio is it again?
It is on Louisville Road. Hold on, I'll give you the exact. I just had it pulled up. It's 917 Louisville Road, Savannah, Georgia, 31415. And the studio, it is... I know it's Bob Johansson's studio, but I don't know the exact title of their studio, and I apologize. But the address is 917 Louisville Road, Savannah, Georgia, 31415.
Awesome. Well, Christia, thank you for calling into the studio, and I know we're going to have you on again soon. I think we have Rick coming up on October the the 3rd, I think. Anyway, he's coming up very soon, in the next couple of weeks. So I know we'll have you on again. So thank you for calling in to the studio live here at WRUU, the highest news your way, twice a week in an hour just for you. And this is the Verb Altitude Hour. And again, the viewpoints expressed in this program is not necessarily those of WRUU. It's license holder or its staff. Y'all have a great week. Check us back on Wednesday, and here we are. Have a good weekend, and tune in to Ed's show, Savannah on Film.